Hello and welcome to another BI4All Talks. I'm George Pessoa, Senior Consultant here at BI4All, and I'm here with Joana Dias, also Senior Consultant at BI4All, and we are going to talk about a very broader theme, which is Power BI, an amazing tool, and we have a lot to talk about. So Joana, how has been your experience working with Power BI?
It's been an adventure. So I'm working with Power BI since 3 years, almost 3 years till now, till the current days. The first release of Power BI, I think it was on 2015.
Yeah.
And we noticed, a long time ago. And we noticed a great
evolution
in the features that Power BI offers to the users. So I think it was between 2016 and 2018, those 2 years were the where most features
showed up.
The integration with Azure, the custom visuals, the marketplace, Power BI marketplace with the custom visuals, paginated reports and so on. So those 2 years were the great years of Power BI. And even nowadays, Power BI is a tool. And I think that's one of the attractive things in the tool when comparing with other data visualization tools is the fact that in Power BI, you have constantly updates, new updates. Every month, you have a new update with new features. So it's crazy. So it's really good to work with the tool.
It's both good and bad. Sometimes we take hours trying to solve an issue, and next month, a new update of Power BI makes it.
Exactly. And especially when you do trainings, when you give trainings to other persons, to final users, you are in the training like, okay, so it's possible to do this with Power BI. Oh, no, sorry, that's a limitation. And then you go and Google it and, oh, okay, now it's possible because a new update come out and so on. So it's really crazy. Crazy journey.
On that topic, I must add that everything that we are going to say here today, it's valid for this time of the year in 2023. I don't know what we are going to say now, how it's going to change in the future. Something that we say that is not possible at the moment, we might see a solution from our friends at Microsoft. So
we'll probably see. We need to record this again next month.
Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. But yeah, it's been a long experience in terms of Power BI. And even if people work before the Power BI, we have on Excel the add-ins that almost mimic the Power BI, which we can call them the grandparents of Power BI.
Exactly.
Power Pivots, Power Query, Power Maps, and Power View. Those were the grandparents of Power BI. I've worked long hours on Excel, and it was very, very, very tricky. And
in terms of learning curve, so for people that are already used to Microsoft Excel to work with Power Query, especially Power Query, and even the formulas in Excel, you have very similar formulas, for example, in DAX that we will talk a little bit more further. So it's, I think, in terms of learning curve, when comparing, again, with other tools, Power BI, it's excellent even for the final user, for the one that is not so techy, let's call it like that.
If people are used to working in Excel, it's an easier tool because it's from the same suite as Excel, from the Microsoft 365 and other suites from Microsoft. So it's a good path to take. Although, as we know, we are used on Excel to work. We know which cell and which row we are working on, and we know that we don't have that kind of localization of the information in terms of Power BI. The way the engine works is a completely different approach. And I think that's if people are used to Excel, that's the barrier that takes more time to overcome. But coming from Excel, it's always a good way to go to Power BI. I entered in Power BI mainly because Excel has a limitation of 1,500 rows. We started working with huge volumes of information, and Excel wasn't enough. And thank God, Power BI
leads with that.
leads with that easily. And in Power BI, we don't have any restrictions in terms of data. Okay, if you have large amount of data, might take you long in terms of response.
And it will depend as well on the transformations that you do on Power BI, because one thing that it's important to mention is that Power BI, like any other reporting tool, it's not an ETL tool.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you have the Power Query to do your transformations,
mm-hmm.
but you need to be aware that it's not an ETL tool. So we need to be careful with the amount of transformations and the amount of complex transformations that we put on top
mm-hmm.
of Power BI, because Power BI is good to lead with large amounts of data,
exactly.
but we need to be careful with complex transformations that probably needs to be on a layer before.
Yeah, exactly. One of the best practices in terms of Power BI is always do it as close to the source as possible.
Exactly.
Okay, Power BI and in terms of Power Query allows us to do any kind of transformation that we can
things.
Do any type of magic in terms of Power Query, and we connect to over 300 data sources from Excel files, CSV, TXT files, SQL databases, Oracle, Azure.
Even custom connectors.
Even custom connection, if you want
you
to go there.
You can build your own connectors.
You can build your own connection to ODBC connection. You can connect to virtually anything you have in the world. And you can do all of those transformations. But when you get to the time of refreshing the data, bringing the data back to the source again, it will take you a long time to get that information. So that's why the best practice is always to do it as close to the source as possible. It will, although Power BI is a huge, very good machine in terms of power, if you do it in a dedicated server, it will be even better. And you just bring the data already worked to the Power BI. And even though the data is already worked, you can create your own measures, your own calculated columns to do the visuals that the user wants. But yeah, Power BI has this transformation layer that allows to do everything we want.
And besides all the connectors that you have available and the fact that you can build your own custom connectors, you have also the different ways to access the data. For example, you can do it in an import mode way, you can do it direct query way, you can have real-time data. So you have all those scenarios, and each one of them
has benefits
and disadvantages that you also need to take into consideration when decoring the scenario that
you can even have an hybrid mode. You can have some tables like dimensions having them on import mode,
and the
factual having it on a direct query. You also have when you have like fact information with sales for each day, you can implement some kind of incremental refresh. You don't need to every time you do a refresh, you don't
refresh
need to
everything.
Refresh everything. You can only bring the new records or the updated records. Power BI, since the beginning, has already updated on a lot of functionality. Yeah. And
when we talk about Power BI, okay, we can talk about Power BI development tool, and this is Power BI Desktop, what we are talking about here. And then we will talk a little bit about Power BI Online as well, the part of collaboration inside the organization. But in terms of Power BI Desktop, so we have the Power Query layer when we connect the data, we do our own transformations, and then we have the data visualization and modeling layer, okay? Mm-hmm. And when we talk about accessing data, we also need to ensure that our data is accessed by who should access the data. So we have those
security
also a way to settle the security. We call it role-level security.
Mm-hmm.
In Power BI, and this is settled both in Power BI Desktop in terms of data model, but then in Power BI Online we have also some things that we need to configure.
Exactly.
But with role level security, we can ensure that the specific users only access the data they really want, to the dimension data that they really want, they should access.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that insurance as well.
Yeah.
Power BI Desktop.
Even though we can have a lot of information on the data sets, if Joanne only needs to access information for her country, for instance, in terms of analysis, we can configure that and give only to the user that access on the Power BI Online, of course. And yeah, Power BI will help, will know, it helps a lot to all of their organizations and allow us to do many, many scenarios. And
And we can have, since the most simple row-level security implementation till the most complex, because we can do very complex roles within row-level security in Power BI.
Yeah, Power BI has been a great tool for all companies. Even if for a small company, for a huge company, Power BI has solutions for virtually anyone. And on that bringing that topic in terms of licensing, which is also a great advantage from Power BI comparing to other tools. At least in my opinion, I think for small and medium-sized companies, it's a very good tool, because in terms of licensing with the smallest level, which is Power BI Pro, which has a cost around 10 euros per month, it's a good way to create an infrastructure for the users to develop and share with the organization. So in terms of a small and even medium, to around 300 users, I think that's the benchmark that Microsoft usually uses to
for the pro license.
For the pro license, I think it's a very good solution compared to other companies that we have on the market. But if you have a bigger company, you also have the Power BI Premium, which is a little bit above the Power BI Pro, which has a license per user, or you have the premium as a whole, the premium capacity brought to the workspaces, and that allows you even more flexibility.
Yeah, but that's the premium capacity. It's more for big companies with a lot of users. Okay, so you can have the cost benefit of the amount of users facing the versus what you spend per month.
Because Power BI Premium is not only about the sharing capabilities, but you also have dedicated capacity on Azure in terms of RAM, in terms of processors. You have different levels of Power BI Premium capacity, and to ensure that everyone has access, but the level of information, the amount of information that you have, the Power BI and that dedicated capacity can withhold that information, can hold it and bring it to the users on a almost real-time capacity for them not to click a button and wait long period for that information. So it's a great solution for all types of companies. And in terms of visualizations, in there the topic is even bigger than in terms of our query side. You have everything you can build in there.
Exactly, and then you also have custom visualizations. So if none of the native visualizations that Power BI offers you in the development tool, if there is something specific that any of the visualizations can respond to the requirement, you have the Power BI Marketplace, where you have, I don't know how many, but I think it's more than 200 and something visuals, different visuals. Okay, inside the different areas, like any type of filters,
charts,
comparison charts,
cards,
and so on. So it's really a big list of custom visuals. One thing that we need to be careful with the marketplace in Power BI, it's a really, really good tool. Okay, so, but we need to understand that those visuals in the marketplace are a little bit more heavy in terms of performance. But I know that they have a tiny stamp, a blue stamp, which means that, okay, this visual that has this stamp is a Microsoft certified visual. So the best practice is, say, only use those blue stamped visuals on your report, because the other ones, the Microsoft doesn't ensure that with a new upgrade of the tool, they will have the same behavior, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because one other cool thing about Power BI, it's the community. You have a lot of people working with Power BI and working to help Power BI achieve virtually anything. You have the blog posts from a lot of people from Power BI. You have the Power BI community blog, and you have also a lot of people working on creating custom visuals, like you said, creating external tools that help you out, doing some debugging of the information, building something on some other stuff in terms of data sets. I'm remembering calculation groups, and for instance, with Tabular Editor. So, one awesome thing that I used another visualization tool that was not Power BI, and I felt that I didn't see anything online, no community, no not that sharing capabilities of, of the users. I have this problem. I faced it this way. A lot of training online. In terms of community, I think it's the best tool.
That's a really great thing in Power BI, because you just need to go and Google it, type something with Power BI written there, and a lot of things will pop up. A lot of you have the Power BI forum, the community that you already mentioned, but you have all other sites where you talk about Power BI. There is a lot of documentation online. It's a very useful thing in terms of documentation. It's very good what Power BI has. And now you talk about one thing, Tableau Editor. Yeah. So besides the Power BI desktop tool, the development tool, we can also work with external tools. Okay, so they are not inside Power BI desktop, but they are supportive tools to the work that we do inside Power BI. So Tableau Editor is an example of that. We have DAX Studio.
DAX Debugger Output.
These two, but at least these two, the Tableau Editor, I think they are mandatory to work with, right? Because DAX Studio, it can help a lot in terms of debugging your DAX measures when you have something. In terms of performance, in terms of incorrect output of the measure, in DAX Studio you can have a way to debug that in the most simpler way than if you only use Power BI desktop. And then you have Tableau Editor, which I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Tableau Editor is our main helper when we want, for example, or to create calculation groups. That is
the only way at the moment.
The only way at the moment to create the calculation groups is using Tableau Editor. But if we want to merge things between different Power BI files, which we know that till now we don't have a most effective way to do that. So Tableau Editor is a great helper on that, right?
Yeah, if you're talking about the model, trying
in terms of data model,
exactly, trying to copy columns that you have on one file to another file, or measure that you have something that you already created on one file and you want to bring it in a faster way to another model. Yeah, Tableau Editor is the only way at the moment that you can do that. This batch copy and paste of measures and calculated columns from one data set to another. It's the only way that you have now. We won't talk about the copying the visuals and everything else, because that's another all other level. But yeah, the most common ones are in terms of calculated columns or of measures, replicating them to another data set. So, and yeah, at the moment, Tableau Editor is the only way we have to do that. Let's hope Microsoft creates another way for us to do that, because we use those tools. But although Microsoft recommends them, they are not totally supported. It's another way to work around and work with the things. But with everything else, we take it with caution, because it might break your model. Save it every time you do some stuff to make sure.
And I think it should be a common request from the Power BI community to have a more effective way to do this merge, right? Because, for example, when you are in a big project where working in big reports where the parallel work needs to happen, where we need to have a group dynamic in the group of developers of, for example, two or three developers developing on the same report on the same file. So that should be a common request from the users. Yeah. And let's hope.
Like we talked in the beginning, Power BI came straight from Excel, and we have Excel online where people can work at the same time.
Collaborate,
and people usually hear about Power BI online. They think, okay, I can develop online and do it in the same time with other users developing on the same report. But we don't see that. We don't have that capability. And Power BI is a completely different reality from Power BI desktop, right?
Yeah. You talk now about Power BI Online, because till now we are only talking about the development tool, which is the tool that you can download from the internet. It's totally free. So the licenses that you talked some minutes ago regarding the pro license, the premium license, this applies when we talk about Power BI Online. Mm-hmm. So Power BI, to work with Power BI Online, we need to have at least a pro license, okay, to have access to the features, to the main features of Power BI Online. And Power BI Online is a cloud-based service where you can collaborate inside your organization. So, okay, we we have the developers working with Power BI Desktop to develop, to implement the data sets, to develop the reports, but then we need to have a way to spread this information, to share the information across the organization, and to share it using the security that we already implemented in terms of the data set. But also we need to have like the information segregated, for example, in a thing that in Power BI Online we called workspaces, okay?
Correctly.
So a workspace in Power BI Online, it's nothing more than a place, like the name say, it's a folder where you can store your reports and from where you can share those reports with the community, with the organization where you are. And you have several ways of sharing this information, right? So we can have direct access to the workspaces, and I think that's not the ideal one, okay? Yeah. I think to have access directly to those folders, to those workspaces, I think only in terms of admin users. So for the final user,
for the... they will have access to everything, that you
exactly.
put on
so
the
So if we have 20 reports on the workspace, probably we don't want that the final user, the user that consumes the information, will have access to all the 20 reports. So we have a way to segregate
that.
With apps, right?
Exactly.
So we have a thing in Power BI called apps. I think the name is not the best one that Microsoft chose.
Yeah.
Because, for example, when I'm in meetings trying to explain to the customer the app, he always mix with the apps of the phone that we are used to, right? But it's the name that we have till now. So the app, and the app in Power BI Online is like an aggregator of content. So in a workspace, you can have a Power BI report, but you can also have a paginated report, and we will talk about that a little in some minutes. You can have also a dashboard, so you can have Excel files.
Can also have the Excel files, and you have the data set that gives the data to all of those reports and dashboards and paginated reports that you're talking about. And if you get access to the workspace, people
will see everything. So if you want to segregate that access, for example, if I have 20 reports and I want that my a specific audience of users only will have access to 10 of those 20 reports, then I will use app. And the app is very cool because you can set up till 10 audiences, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
So you can say, okay, the audience A will have access to these 10 reports, but the audience B will only have access to the other 10 reports and to the dashboard, for example. So the app, I think this
you can do a mix and match of sharing reports with different perspectives and different groups of users.
So here the flexibility is a lot. It's a lot. It's very flexible. And this component of the Odysseys is quite recent.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because
it's been developed last year. Till now, you only have at the moment you still have one app per workspace, but until a couple of months ago, you only had one kind of perspective. What you create on the app, any user that has access to the app
will see
exactly the same thing. And at least Power BI, the Microsoft creating that functionality, the creation of the audiences, that's how they call them, creating all audiences. And you can have an audience for instance, the financial data reports, and you only share. You have all of the reports on a workspace. With the financial team, you only show the financial ones. With the distribution teams, you only show the distribution ones. And thankfully, you don't need to create one workspace per topic, because for some reason, someone from distribution needs to see something from the financial team. And you will almost need to replicate the reports in different workspaces. And now you can do this segregation.
And in terms of management, it was really messy.
Yeah, right? Exactly. One of the things in the Power BI, because as we've been talking about, everyone can do a Power BI. Everyone can create a workspace, create an app. And in terms of management, the job of an admin in terms of Power BI tenant is something very, very complex. And it already begins with this. How many workspaces should we have? How should we do the segregation in terms of workspaces? And now with the apps, and this update also came and changed everything in terms of what was the best practice before the launch of the Odysseys. And it's also a very huge topic to take in consideration.
And now, and when looking into a report inside Power BI Online, if it's from the workspace or directly from the app, because the features are similar in one or the other, it's very cool to see the integration that the report have with other Microsoft tools.
Exactly.
For example, when you open a report in Power BI Online, you can use the feature Analyze in Excel.
Mm-hmm.
That what when you click there, what it will happen, it will open an Excel, I think, online, right?
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment, it's online because I think in the past it was not...
3 months ago, it will download an Excel file that totally had a connection, online. Like a pivot table connection to the data set. And now it already opens a new tab with Excel online. And you have that same connection without needing to download a new file.
Yeah, so it's really cool because with analyzing Excel, you can create, like you said, you open an Excel online, connected directly to the data set that you have published in the workspace, and you can do your own ad hoc analysis. So besides what you have on the report, you can do your ad hoc analysis and do like testing, data quality. Mm-hmm. So it's very useful also for
your
that.
Own reports.
In Excel, exactly. Then you also have integration with PowerPoint, since a couple of months till
now. No, generally available this month, like last week.
Okay, generally available this month. You have the embedded live directly in PowerPoint.
Exactly.
So you can open PowerPoint and in a specific slide or several slides, you can have a Power BI embedded with all the dynamism and all the features that you have. The clicks and clacks that you have in Power BI Online, you can have it inside PowerPoint. And for example, when you are doing a presentation,
Need to have a print screen. You can have it.
Exactly. Dynamic. It's really nice because till some months ago, or this month with general available, you only could have like
a print screen,
a fixed image, a print screen, right?
You had on the community a tool created from a company that could mimic that, but now Microsoft saw that it was a really needed feature, and they created that connection between PowerPoint and Power BI, which has been very, very used from clients from what I've seen, and it's a huge improvement. But you're talking about connectivity with Power BI with other tools. You already talked about Excel and PowerPoint, but you also have Power BI is part of the so-called Power Platform, which also involves Power Automate, Power Apps, Power Virtual Agents, and that's
a world.
That's another world. The Power BI, it's a world. This is a constellation with new worlds in there. With the Power Automate, you can do exporting of the data to creating like snapshots of your information and storing them, for instance, on a CSV file, on a OneDrive file, for instance, or write it back to a SQL database. You can even use Power Automate with all the security that we have already mentioned. Emailed like a print screen of the report to some users, use the paginated reports like you mentioned before.
Which are created on a separate tool as well, report server, right?
Yeah, report builder.
A report builder. Sorry.
Yeah, it's Power BI Reports Builder. It's another tool. You have Power BI Desktop and you have Power BI Report Builder, and it's all another new topic. Paginated reports are more focused, in my opinion, for like financial teams that like to see the information in a table version,
lists. And more lists.
And if you, for instance, if you create a Power BI report with a huge table, if you do a print screen of that, and if you have a table in there with a scroll, you won't see information past the scroll. With this paginated report, it will create...
You have as many pages
as needed to show all of the information, which is also very good in some cases, like financial reports and using.
And these are separated tools from Power BI, but tools that can be incorporated inside Power BI.
Exactly.
So in Power BI, for example, in Power BI Desktop, you have there the possibility to call an app, to call a flow, to call a paginated report inside Power BI.
Yeah, those features that you are talking about, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, so... Everything comes back together. All of these tools come back together. I think, at least in my opinion, talking about things that Power BI could create in the future to solve some problems. Going back again to the Excel, at the moment you don't have an easier way to do like the user input that we are used to have on the Excel file. The user can go in there and simply change some values, and the calculation will be redone based on that. At the moment, the closest thing that we have to do that like write back capability is using the the Power Apps that will allow you to write back to the source, not to the Power BI that, that you are using.
Directly to the source.
And where the Power App might be embedded, it will write back to the source. And okay, if you have a, like you mentioned before, if you have like a direct query, okay, the information from the source will show on the report, but if you have an import solution, it will, you still need to force the refresh, and users are still not used to the to this combination. And Excel, it was as simply as going with your keyboard in there. But I think Power BI can still improve on that topic. Out of your head, anything that you are missing on the Power BI that you would love to have, like a Christmas gift or a birthday gift?
I think with all of the things that we discussed till now, during this time that we are here, one topic that came to my mind, and I think to all our customers, it's a thing, a recurring thing, is that data governance. Because Power BI allows so many things, is so flexible in so many ways that everyone, if you don't have rules, if you don't have policies inside the company, everyone can do everything. Because even with a small licenses or even with a free of Power BI desktop, the free license, you can do so many things that currently we have more and more requests of data governance projects to try to give some policies, some rules to clean the house, okay? And I think with that, with all the best practices applied, I think for sure is the best tool to use. I don't have any doubts.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of Power BI Premium, I've already like the app that the Power BI provides to show some metrics in terms of Power BI Premium. You can have some glimpse of this data governance, at least to understand what you have in-house. But if you want to see the data in more detail, you need to go or to the pro licenses, you need to use APIs, which is another new world. Yes. You still have the Power BI APIs where you can gather information from the usage of your reports, the refreshes, who has access to what, and those reliable securities and everything, and which is very important on that topic that you were talking about the governance.
Like I said, we can do everything.
Yeah. In the beginning, like 5-6 years ago, a person could do everything on Power BI because, okay, it's still a small tool, but at the moment, you need to have one person capable of doing the UX, UI in terms of Power BI, one person dedicated to the data model, one person dedicated to the ETL part, one person to the admin of the workspace, and then one person for the governance. It's no longer one person job, it's a multi-person job. And
A team.
A big team. Yeah.
Yes, so I think we covered a lot of things. I think we could have more and more to talk about.
Yeah, we talked a little over the top, but we could have talked for hours in this topic. But
yeah, but I think we covered the main things at least for now. Next month, probably it will be different. Let's see.
Let's hope. Let's see the next Power BI update, and maybe some things that we wished for in here will already be solved.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Feel free to reach us or to drop your comments if you have any questions. And see you next time.
See ya.